All right, everybody. Listen, welcome to the Let's Talk About It show. And we're going live from in our houses, but we're here on BKS1 Radio. And this is Black Ops.
Hey, this is Wonder.
And this is Six Man Dean Geronimo. No calls this time. We just rocking straight out, yeah.
Yeah, there's a lot to talk about here. And it's good to see everybody. Good to see everybody smiling. It's a crazy world out there right now. I see we all got our beards going a little bit and showing the old man, but hey, it's a privilege denied to many, so I'm proud to rock it. But it's good to see everybody, so you know, but we gotta keep the show rolling like we normally do. Miss E couldn't join us today, but I know she's with us in spirit, and we'd like to give a shout out also to the super producer who couldn't make it today. We got the CEO Storm Norm who set us up today. We don't have any applause, but you know what goes right there, people. So anyway, what's going on? All right, let's get the hand clap going like back in the day.
Just make it clap,
no doubt. Wonder what's good, man. We're going to start with you, man. What's going on?
Well, you know, being the conspiracy theorist that I am, you know I'm having a ball in all of this, right?
Right. Tell them why you mad, son. Tell them why you mad.
Bring it up.
Because the black man has to... No, I'm just playing. But, hey, you know what? I've been getting in, you know, like a lot of other people, man. And I've been hearing this from a lot of people, especially those who may live alone like myself, or even if you have family members. But I'm hearing a lot of people saying, like, man, I'm learning a lot about myself that I didn't know, just from being, you know, sheltered in and having to change up, you know, your lifestyle, your patterns, your habits. I've been running. I kept saying I need to jog. I've been doing that like every other day. I've been working out a little bit.
Yeah, you know, you get it in, dog.
Talking my talk. And that's it, man. I mean, you know, and work maybe once or twice a week, I'll go into the office to take care of some things. But mostly I'm working from home. Actually, man, and as many people know, when you work via remote, sometimes you put in longer hours. And it's so true. I've been putting in like 10, 12 hours, man. And that's it. Just trying to keep as much normalcy as possible. That's it.
You know, and I've said this, it's about, you know, like you said, finding yourself, but it's also about, you know, those moments where you can really, you always say, I want to sit back and really just dive into who I am at this point in my life, but you never have time because life is right there on you. And you want to say, what are my passions going ahead, what I really want to do. Let me put it to paper and all that good stuff. Listen, I have literally cleaned out my closet. Right?
Okay.
It's immaculate. I'm proud of that. Right? I've cleaned out my shit.
Work in,
right? I cleaned off my back porch. I've done a lot of the little things that needed to be done. Also, here's the bad thing. You know, I'm normally a gym rat, so it's funny, Wonder, that you made mention of how, and I see you on Facebook Live, you know, and I'm like, look at one, I should go trip his ass somewhere. And I was doing the push-ups and, you know, I'm missing the dojo, martial arts, but man, literally, I looked at myself in the mirror, I was like, yo, like that fast, like some of that work is gone around the section. Man. I do want to start running, and I think I'm going to make it a crawl, walk, run approach with that and take off from there. But it's trying times, man. We'll look back and you know, as history writes this, and we'll say that was a time when we really had to sit back and really come to grips with quite a few things, with not just who you are, but we as a people, as a nation. So there's a lot. And we can jump all into that, but I'm going to finish getting on around the panel, but always a pleasure, Wonder.
Yes, sir.
Six Man Dean Geronimo, what's good?
Man, hanging on like an old loose tooth.
For all real good, now, right?
But really hanging on, you know, like got a little tendonitis, man. So body just took a vacation as soon as we got put on, vacation. The earth, I guess, is trying to heal itself. So from there, you know, it had to slow us down some kind of way. Unfortunately, some people are no longer with us. Some people are still battling this disease.
Yeah.
And then The question is, what's next? What happens when we go back to normal? You know,
right. If you can even say that, is what the new, there is,
what's the new normal?
Right.
Because things could change. But those lessons that we learned a long time ago, when the elders used to say, you know, don't let too many people get too close up on you. You know, the Muslims had it right all along. People laughed at them when they were washing their hands and doing all. Now we're all doing it. So now, what's the new normal? You know, like, you're not, please just don't go buy all the toilet paper. That's all I'm asking. You know what I'm saying?
Yo, like, I've seen some.
Spread the love, dog.
I've seen some savage memes behind toilet paper. My middle daughter, she bought like cases of that from Amazon. I'm like, we won't use this in like 10 years. what is wrong?
Yo, but they're going to be like the dude trying to sell it back. They were like, nah, Jack, you keep all of those. You know what I mean?
Keep all of that, yes. And it's funny because, you know, when you go into the grocery stores and you go into some of the places, you know, that you normally frequent, and it's just a different vibe in there. There's some things that you know, used to take for granted. Oh, let me go grab a gallon of milk and, you know, a dozen of eggs, you know, which was a given, isn't a given anymore. You literally, like, plotting the time out. Like, if I go at, like, 8 a.m., the truck should have came in that night, and they should have the shell stocked at this time. Let me make sure I'm in line. So it's a different way of life now. It really is. And what's going to be our new normal? So
what's going to be the new normal? How are we all going to handle it? And will some people get it? Because some people are not going to get it. Some people are just like, they're ready to go to the beach right now.
Right. You know? Oh, yes. Yeah.
Look at the mayor of Las Vegas. The mayor of Las Vegas said, yo, we're losing money. We got to open this back up. Come gamble with your life. Nah. Pass. Hard pass.
Yeah. There's a video I just put up not too long ago with Governor Cuomo, and he was kind of going back and forth with I believe it was a Fox News reporter, and she was basically saying, you know, don't you hear? Did you see all the protests and people shouting and they're ready to go back to work? And he was basically defending his position, and she kept trying to press him like, yeah, but what if they want to go back? And one thing he made mention of that I thought was very important, he said, listen, it's not about one person, it's about us, it's about we. He said, you could potentially get someone else sick, even if they want to go back to work, you know, and they're not concerned about their own well-being, all well and good, but this thing is contagious. And what about other family members? And she said, yeah, but are you saying that they don't have a right, that it's, you know, or a choice? That he said, you know what? Become an essential worker, then you can go to work.
Yeah, you know,
get a job. She's like, well, you can't. He's like, yeah, they're hiring. He's like, become an essential worker, then you can go to work. He said, this way you can only, you won't be killing everybody.
Right.
So he said,
President Cuomo, his older brother, and he's Vice President Cuomo. Those are good points, man. And you shouldn't really put someone else's welfare at jeopardy like that. That just, to me, it makes no sense. Like, science doesn't lie. And this is, you know, when you go and you look at all these movies, you laugh and joke about being a conspiracy, if you will, or conspiracy theories. Like, I always watch the Doomsday movies. Like, I watched 12 Monkeys last night. And when you think about movies like Contagion.
Yeah.
When you think about, I'm trying to think of the movie Outbreak, The Day After Tomorrow.
Right.
Yeah.
All of those. And here you have life imitating art. And sometimes you have to sit back, man, this is incredible. And then Contagion, Dr. Sandra Gupta from CNN actually literally verbatim echoed the words that he's echoing right now. That movie was made in like 2011 or 2012, I believe.
Yeah, almost 10 years ago.
Yeah, so that's crazy. So you have to really step back and take a hard look at, you know, what's going on today. I know when I go out, I wear my mask, I have my gloves on. If I get out my car, when I went to take care of some personal business inside of a home, I had to I put like the covers over my shoes, the whole nine, mm-hmm. because you never know. And you can't say, you know, we're ready to take except there's no such thing as an acceptable loss in peace. No. Not a single life. There are no acceptable losses. Listen to the scientists. Let the curve flatten. You see this working. And what I do love is that Dr. Fauci and Coop, as director of CDC, they're like, listen, I hear you, dude, but it's coming back and it's going to be stronger.
Right. Right. Get ready.
Right.
We're not trying to figure out a vaccine for this, but
right.
be ready because right. it's about to come. So right. pass that bill where everybody making under 200,000 get like $2,000 a month. Help your boy out. You know what I mean?
Right.
And we go from there. Don't try to tax us next year. Don't just make it a grant that we don't.
Right. Right. And then when you look at the stimulus money that went out, and listen, hey, any additional money that the government provides right now, I just think it is a positive, right? But it has to be proportionate. So, we've all seen where some millionaires get 1.2 million, where, you know, your average American is getting 1,200. You have to be right. You have to be fair and equitable. Like when you're talking about, you know, your lower class or you're right there at the border middle class, like those wage workers, man, you have to seriously take the moment into consideration. Like they have mouths to feed. Like the money that went to the millionaire, they don't need that. They don't need that. That's what I love what Princeton is doing, what Harvard's doing, what Shake Shack had done. They're like, hey, listen, Trump. Got it. Yes, we make this money. Good luck, but we're giving it back. It says a lot about those institutions. Right. Now redirect that money to the people who really need it. Listen, I'm all of the school of thought because I don't want people to get it mixed up. Listen, I've said this many times. Anybody who knows me know I live by this creed. A hard day's work for a hard, you know, for a hard-earned pay. In other words, you know, go out there and earn your money. Nothing should be given to you. Assistance, yes, but nothing should be given to you, right? But this is a case where uncontrolled by man, there's a pandemic. And money makes the world go round. So this is the instance where the government should come in and say, hey, like Canada. Canada said, what is it, $2,000 a month? Done.
Yeah, done. You can get until, that.
Until they come out of it. If we're the greatest nation on this earth, like people, this isn't a Trump bashing. This is me saying as the strongest nation, the most powerful nation, the most wealthiest nation on earth, they should be able to nail this down, get legislation passed, and get it out to everyone so that all families eat, is my point.
Right.
You're right. So, let's take care of home.
Right. It's crazy. And
it's not like everybody would be getting it. Like for a person like me, I'm still working. I still get a full paycheck. So I wouldn't expect to get it because I'm good. I'm all right. You know, there are some of us who are fortunate enough to still, you know, get a full paycheck. We have letters to travel that we need if we need to show it that we are essential. So, I mean, to add to your point, it's like, it's not like, I don't think everybody will be getting it if you're getting, you're already getting a full paycheck and you're working. But for those who have been furloughed, for those who have been furloughed, for those who have, you know, or only work part-time or, you know, whatever, their hours have been cut, then absolutely, you know, they should get, you know, some kind of relief to help them out, some type of relief.
Right.
But people like me, I wouldn't be looking for it, you know, because I'm working. Yeah.
Right. No, it has to be, and at some point when they go back and they do the studies and all that, a salary versus a wage grade worker, like there is a big difference, you know, a consumer based demand job. I remember I got my car here because I was, you know, cabin fever kicks and you say, you know, I'm just going to ride around real quick. And I remember going down through Hamilton and I kind of I went and got a strawberry shake from Dairy Queen, but I looked at like Marshall's, these other places that were normally got like GNC, all ghosts. And I was like, man, that is a consumer base. All the gyms, the health clubs, consumer based entities.
Yeah.
And I just said to myself, like, man, this is really, really hurt, like taking its toll on the country. It's hurting the common man.
Yeah.
So again, I just, being the nation that we are, you know, you look for stern leadership in a sense of direction to say, okay, here it is, we'll get through this. Like the Great Depression, like World War One, like World War Two, like the Spanish flu in 1918. Like you can go on and on. This should be a defining moment in any president's, you know, span and in his view. He should, you know, on his deathbed, he should be able to say, or it should be written that in times of, you know, trial, meaning right now, he came through for the American people, and it's just so many mixed messages. Yeah. And like it kills my heart, man. That's why, again, I love when Fauci stands up and says, nah, no. So, and again, all the viewers, I'm a registered independent. So if it was a Democrat who was dropping the ball, I'd be like, you're dropping the ball.
Be on them. Together. Yeah.
Right.
Leadership is leadership, period.
What's also defining a lot of people as well. You get to find out a lot of interesting stuff about people, you know what I mean, as a whole. What they think, what they really think. Now that stuff is very tight. They start to speak their minds a little more. And they start to introduce some things that they may have kept secret. You know, but it's interesting to just hear and read some of the personal opinions that some people have. Real interesting stuff right there.
Yeah, a lot of that. And John, if you can turn your volume up a little bit, it might be on my end. Let me see. Let me get a sound check. You good?
You good? I'm good.
Yeah, I'm still low. Wonder how are you hearing that? I just want to make sure.
I can hear you fine. I can hear you just fine.
All right, for some reason, my phone is low. I don't know why. Whoa. So, but no, but to, you know, just to jump back into it real quick, even on the educational front, man, I feel for a lot of these kids who will, you know, without question, excel in a normal classroom, who are forced into a new environment. I remember when I went to jump into my doctoral program, I was going to do it online. And I remember, and that we've talked about it a little bit before, but I remember as I got set up for the classroom and how to pull down lessons and how to turn in assignments, I said to me, and you know, I'm pretty decent with books. I was like, this isn't for me. And so I had switched my format from an online platform to a, you know, brick and mortar classroom for my doctoral program. And, you know, and I'm at my age, I can only imagine, you know, some of the children out there who may have some learning challenges, right? Who may not be able to really comprehend the information without the hands-on. You can video chat all day, but sometimes you just need a teacher to know, kid, and draw it out. And for kids who might not be able to really do well with that, man, I feel for them. I do. And I think Governor Murphy's done a great job directing the state, the education piece as well, just everything. Right. And so as we get through this, man, and we look back, I just hope we really learn the lessons that need to be learned.
No, I agree with you, man. This is something that I think if you don't take any, I mean, if you're not learning from this, then shame on you. Regardless of who you are, what position you take, whether you were on the side of, you know, whether it be right or wrong, if there is a right or wrong, if you're not learning from this, then, you know, something is clearly wrong. Right. And we lost Sean, huh? Did we lose Sean?
He bounced off.
He bounced. Okay.
I guess he went to take a small commercial break and he'll be back after the.
Okay, well, the show must go on. So, but what I was saying is that you know, we should definitely take call. Can you hear me?
Fear some of the stuff they put out because they want to direct you to do a certain thing. And then start to realize what all is included in there, the good, the bad, the ugly. Give me all of it. That way, you know, yeah, I'm going to put that mask on for sure. I'm not going to try to go and be standing up under people. I wouldn't like that anyway. But now it kind of forces people to take notice of others. So there's almost another lesson to be learned in there while we're saying social distancing was also being cognizant of other people. It's not just you in a bubble. You know what I mean? So now we get to become more human rather than being obsessed with self and all of the things that we want to do. We can kind of, you know, move towards what's better for everybody. You know what I'm saying? So it is a plus in all of this madness.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, no, absolutely. And I was saying that, you know, one thing that was most certainly on my mind is that those of us who believe in God, let's just cut to the chase. Those of us who believe in God, you know, I don't know if it's anyone's place to truly say God is doing this to, you know, punish this person, that person, or that person. That is debatable. But I do know that, you know, those of us who are in a time of uncertainty and, you know, when we first started hearing about these deaths, at first I was like, man, this is crazy. Right. And then it started getting closer to like my circle. It started getting closer. And I'm like, well, wait a minute. First it started, you hear about people in the news. Then it was third party people, like right. A friend of a friend's friend passed. And then right. It was, and now it's like, it's right there. And so, you know, if you're a praying man or woman, you know, you're praying about things, you're doing some introspective inventory within to get yourself right, to right. try and do better. And you praying that the Most High brings you through this and to the other side of this. So I say all of that to say that, you know, I certainly hope that whatever good that we have gathered from this, you know, for the sake of surviving, for the sake of, you know, realizing that, you know, life is bigger than what we thought it was, in terms of, you know, we may have been upset with somebody, we may have wanted to set someone straight when we see them, but when this happened, it made all that petty stuff just go away. So I say the good that we take from this, once we realize that, hey man, you know, life is much more than what we thought it was, I hope we stay the course and not go back to business as usual once this COVID-19 has subsided. Because if you believe in divine intervention and, you know, it's a terrible thing to make promises. And then once you're in the clear, you go back to your old ways. You think we're seeing something bad now. Just imagine what it would look like, you know, after we've made promises and we've made covenants and pacts with, Lord, please bring me through this. And I swear I won't do this and that. And then as soon as you get back, yeah, man. And I've been harping on that. Right. And mainly for myself, to keep me in remembrance that, okay, look, you know, I would like to believe I'm a better person coming out of this thing. And it's all about consistency and trying to, you know, just live a better life, man.
Yeah.
That's it. And this COVID-19 is forcing people to live a better, it's forcing you to change your diet. Yeah. It's forcing you to do certain methods that you normally would not do, right? Like me running, you know, I'm doing this steam therapy. to clean, keep my nasal passages clean.
Is that that thing you put in your nose and you and they?
You can use that, but I just use the pot with the hot water, and I put the lemon or the lime pills in there, and you know, and people are now, you know, you start to hear about elderberry. People are drinking and being more healthy with certain things, and I just hope we keep it up after this is all over.
Yeah, I take about 14 vitamins a day.
Right. 14.
And
I'm mad at you.
Yeah, I apologize to everybody for I don't know what happened. It was like the volume went, then my phone went zoop. I hope I paid the bill.
It's all good.
They're not going to cut you off during this time right now. But some other people on the chat, shout out to Tanzania Price. She said, spend time with family, you know, exercise. Bobby Etheridge said, learn from history and look back at the Spanish flu.
And yeah, I talked about that. Yeah. Listen, and I believe it was San Francisco. They actually threw a parade when they actually flattened the curve. And when it came back, it killed twice the amount. Thus, you look at Vegas, you look at South Carolina, you look at parts of Texas, and as Bobby Etheridge is saying, look at your history, which we never do.
Right.
And try and learn your lessons. But here's an old Southern saying, and John, you'll appreciate this. I know me and Wonder know, I say it a little different up north, but a hard head makes a soft mind.
Soft mind, boy. That's right. Yes, sir.
So right. I posted something on my Facebook page, and it was by Tyler Perry in one of his roles, but it just said, you know, Georgia, come on out. And it had Tyler Perry with the sign saying, in one of his roles saying, Don't do it.
That's right. Hey, can I read something real quick? Geronimo, I'm not sure if you, what did you just read, Geronimo?
Hmm?
From one of the people who made a comment.
I shared it in the chat that's coming up on my feed right there. So,
okay.
Like they're responding. And so still interactive like we do, we just not in the studio.
Yeah, I wanted to just read this. I just wanted to make sure I wasn't reading over something that you read. Lorenzo Esco Barnes, he's in the Let's Talk About It Facebook.
Spack.
Mm-hmm. Oh, that's who that is?
Yeah.
Oh, man. Okay, and he said, I work in the medical field, research and development, 1968 A virus, including a new H3 hemagglutinin, but also contained the N2 neuraminidase, whatever, from the 1956 H2N2 virus. This is now known as the seasonal flu. History tells us things will never be the same with or without a vaccine. And I've heard that from Dr. Fauci that said this could possibly be seasonal. One of those doctors said this could possibly come back again.
Yeah, and that is the case. And he said it can be compounded. And it's funny because a reporter from ABC looked at Dr. Koop and said, did you not? He read him his direct quote because Trump was trying to correct the media and call it fake news. But he said, did you not say this? This is your direct quote. And then Koop said, yes, I did. And basically what Koop was saying is like, it's going to come back with a vengeance. You hear this, the term or the saying, ignorance is bliss.
Yeah.
Yes.
And this isn't a moment for anything to be bliss in that category. Like, ignorance should never be the case. And I wouldn't want to see one person die behind false leads, false hope, false narratives. Like, give it the no kidding scientific foundation that it deserved. And let your message be based off facts and science.
Right. Right.
Period. There's nothing political about that.
Right.
So that's how I see it. So again, I hope we all get through this. I'm here. I always say I'm, you know, of my age now, and anybody who's younger than me, 18, 20, even 30, you have every right to make it right to my age right now to see this world. And I would do everything in my power to make sure that they see it. I would. Yeah.
Absolutely, man. Absolutely. So, yeah. But, you know, I know one thing I want to, I would sure like to see the owner of Zoom. I would sure like to look at his bank account right about now. I know his stocks just.
You're in your mind.
Yeah, I have a guy. I actually had two. One of my friends is a multimillionaire. He does really, really well in life. And he hit me up. And he was like, hey, you should go out and buy some stock in Spirit Airlines. And he was like, yeah, I'll probably grab about $100,000 worth. I was like, well, I don't quite have it like that. And then I had somebody hit me up today and gave me a tip on a nice stock. He's been following it. And he said, hey, it drops down to like $1.20. It's just moved from a penny stock, he said, but sit on it and watch what it does. So I think I am going to, you know, put some money into that and watch how it does. But, you know, it's just one of those times, man. Again, you want people to be smart, financially sound. If you can, put any pennies you have to the side. And just remember, the bigger picture is your family. Everyone eats first, I always say. Then that's how it is. It's just
gotta feed the flock, Davey. Gotta feed the flock before you can eat.
Right. Unless my wife is making like big chicken because it's to die for, I'd be like, yo.
Then it's different, right? It's every man for himself.
What you said, I get the first plate tonight, right?
But no. But listen, let's switch gears a little bit. Let's talk draft a little bit. Tonight's the night.
Yep.
Tonight's the night. And
what
I know
draft is this?
The NFL draft.
Oh, okay. But go ahead, man. Don't let me stop.
I'm about to say he's still not there yet.
All right. I am, you know, I'm a glutton for punishment, you know. So, but, you know, I live in South Jersey, so I'm seeing all the buzz about the Eagles and them picking up a wide receiver, which Carson Wentz really wants. But here's what I do like on the surface for what it is that the NFL is just trying to bring back some normalcy to the American home. Mm-hmm. They are. And they worked it the best they could. Of course, we would all like to, you know, grab some food, sit down and watch the No Kidding as they get called from New York, so forth and so on. But you always do have like 10 draft choices. Like, well, I'm doing it from home. It's just reversed this time. Right. You know what I mean? And I'm looking forward to just, you know, laying up, grabbing a bite and actually looking at the draft. And I'll probably watch pick one to pick 700. Yo, what else are you going to do, right?
And, well, you know what? At least you get to see that. I got to go to work tomorrow.
Well, I had to have grades in today, and I took care of that Sunday actually with comments.
Okay.
When you have to do it for your entire program, that's a lot. It's live. You have to like seriously evaluate. I don't pencil whip anything, so you have to seriously evaluate each and every kid, their performance and what they've done, and put No Kidding, you know, objective feedback in their report card. So I had to do that, but I was ahead. You know, we can't take things for granted. Now, I've never been one to do things last minute. So,
hey, Black Ops, is your school considering doing a pass-fail type of thing?
No. We're grading, and we got assignments. And the first couple weeks, I didn't make it. You know, I understood the moment, and so I wasn't trying to, you know, take any kid to deep water and say, "Hey, listen, I need this 20-page paper on." You know, Brunelli's principle of lift and drag and physics. You know, I didn't want to do that. So I kept it simple. I know I'm due to give them an assignment. I have two other folks who work with me. And, you know, they put their assignments out there. So maybe I'll look at, you know, making it a little tougher. But given the times, man, I want each kid to just make it through this moment. You know, now's not the time to say, hey, listen, this is calculus, and I'm going to show you why I am who I am. You don't do that.
Right.
Mm, okay.
Yeah. So.
Yeah. But man, yeah. I was only asking because you know my son, he's a teacher, and
yeah,
he said during their staff meetings, you know, he's been kind of pushing forward along with some other teachers, trying to, you know, push for a pass fail, and you know, and he explained to me. You know, how that works, what it looks like. Right. So I was just wondering if your school embraced that as well, but.
No, they're pushing academics. Like their curriculum is, you know, that they're every day here. But I will say this though, you know, when it comes to like the end of the school year, and this is going back to when we were in school, we had hair waves and everything else, right? We're a little lighter the whole nine, right? And, you know, when you got towards the end of May and you knew you were getting out of school in 2 weeks, like, you weren't really looking at academics, like, let me knock this air out the park. You just like, where the movie at? Yeah, right. Where the movie at? And what I turned my books in at. So as you move to the right of the calendar on April, with, you know, next week, and you get into May, Governor Murphy already said, you know, 15 May, they're going to take a look. Now, when you do the math, as we say, or when you look at the news and look at the death rate, New Jersey is right there behind New York in the highest cases, and it's still climbing. So I just can't see Governor Murphy saying, okay, 15 May, we're bringing back the entire student body throughout the state of New Jersey to finish out 3 weeks.
Nah, just go ahead. Go ahead and pass them for that, man. They just automatic pass on that.
I see.
It was a question. It was a question. Bobby Athens asked, "How you dealing with the parents, or do you have to deal with the parents?"
I do, and it's just like ops normal. You'll get an email. A parent will, you know, if they come in with a concern, you address it and you be professional. Again, at this point in the school year, you should have a true understanding of each and every one of your students. And so I know their learning ability, I know their talents, and so I address it from that standpoint. So if a kid was just barely getting by in school, you know, everyone's story is different. That should be expected to carry over into a virtual classroom. And so when a parent calls with a concern or emails with a concern, you know, I'm very understanding at this point. Now's not the time to battle. Not the time, because those kids can really be struggling. And so you don't know what's going on in each person's home, finances, relationships, stress on the home. And I'm not going to hit you over the head with an academic stressor to add to that. You know, kids are frail. Right?
Yeah. Right.
Yeah.
That's where I'm at on it. Some other teachers might take another approach, but that's mine. There are 8 million stories in the Naked City, right?
That's true.
Right. So, but no, I mean, you know, we'll get past this. I do believe what they'll do is, in my very humble opinion, they'll say, hey, we're going to keep the at-home instruction, school break for the summer. Over that summer break, they'll adjust fire. And what I mean by that, they'll say, if we have to learn, you know, in brick and mortar, how do we approach that? That's what's going to be drawn out. And then you'll walk into those doors in September, if not September, then October, right? But they'll have a game plan in place, because remember, and we talked about it earlier, there's that second wave that will come. So you have to be prepared for it.
This is not...
one more time, John.
Did it break up?
Yeah, it broke up.
I said, let's see what happens. It broke up.
Yeah.
Right, can you hear me now?
Yep.
Cool. I said, let's see what happens when it comes back around. You know, this has been the test run.
Right.
So now get ready, because they're telling you it's coming back. Don't be stupid and say, nah, it ain't going to happen. I read on Facebook, they said this is or my boy told me this. Nah, you know what? Be prepared. Stay ready so you don't have to get ready. You know what I mean?
Right. There are so many different takes. And listen, my inbox has stayed full with conspiracy. How do you say one of conspiracy after thought after thought?
Back
in 1915, this was predicted to come. I'm just like, listen, I'm looking right at Fauci, because he's a straight shooter. What comes out of his mouth, I'm saying, that's the gospel, because he doesn't cower down.
Right.
So I'm just like, that's the source. But, you look at stuff that, you know, you put together and you take what you want. But ultimately, here are the three facts that I do know. Fact number one is here. Can't deny it, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Fact number two, we're sheltering in place, or basically, let me not use shelter in place. Right. We're doing self-distancing, correct?
Same thing.
Right. Yes, but to be politically correct, right, that's two.
Well, some people is assing, you know, whatever it may be, but.
And the undeniable number three, people are dying.
Yes.
Right? Don't get just. Right? Yeah. This isn't the common flu. Yes, people may die from the flu over a season. Listen, season. Weeks and months. Right? Not one month. That's not a season. Yeah. There's something wrong with that. Math doesn't lie.
Not at all. Numbers never do.
No. Yeah. So, yeah, this is weird, man. It's you know, I was talking to, I think in one of my videos, I was just reiterating what a brother who was being interviewed by one of the news stations, and he was in the hospital on his gurney, on his hospital bed. And he said that the nurses constantly have him moving. He said, because unlike other ailments where getting rest is really fighting in part and it's half the battle, with this, it's when it gets stronger, when you're still, it makes you tired and you think that you're doing yourself a favor by resting, but that mucus that's built up in the airways and he said, when it hardens up, it'll have your lungs like blast, like paper mache. So you gotta move. He said the nurses have been making him walk around, and he said, you know, there's a threshold that you have to cross, because sometimes you feel short of breath and you're sick to your stomach. And he said he threw up a few times, but he said you're moving. And he has come back to recovery now. He's good now, but he was on his back for about 2 weeks or more, give or take. So, you know, that's what makes this weird. It's like this thing can survive. You know, usually you hear when it's cold, it kills the germs. This thing works in reverse.
Right.
You know, this thing can't take heat, but it thrives in cold. And so it's weird. It's very weird, man. And
we haven't had a truly warm day since this thing started.
No, we have not. And then the strain, you know, because coronavirus has been out for some time, but
the word corona means new. It means it's evolving.
Right.
It's not that it's version 19. This is corona from 2019.
Right.
So it's new, but go ahead.
Yeah, no, I'm just saying it has different strains to it. And it looks, it's just weird, man. It's, you know, but like you said, all we could do is do the best we can, follow what the professionals tell us to do. Right. As best we can, and that's it.
Listen, I was going to say, I'm an introvert anyway.
Yeah, me too.
I have to be on the public stage. I'm in heaven.
Me too, man. I'm good. I'm good money. Right. I'm good money. So what were you saying about this draft, man? What's going on with this draft?
What I was going to say is it's just good to bring some Americana to the American people.
Okay, got you. Yeah.
Yeah, and that draft represents that. But listen, it's about that time. It's 8:00, wow. Right?
Already. Yeah,
time flies when you're having fun, right? Yes, we all got great beers that fast. We started the show.
Keeps on slipping.
And that was a hot song, though, real talk.
Yeah, man.
A lot of people got that sample. But I know we don't have the dates and times for our next show, but 2 weeks from today, we'll be there. But as always, John, you have any closing remarks as we get ready to go through here? I worked through one of myself.
Yeah, you know what? Like my friend said, her dad used to say, don't get caught with your drawers down, man. And everything is going to be all right. We're going to make it through this. It's a six-man, Dean Geronimo. We are now a part of the Level Radio Network, man. So the replays will also be, you know, bigging up BKS1, thank you, Storm, for allowing us to do that. But we'll be on a bunch of replays, but it's on blogtalkradio.com, /square807. That's where
we hit the major leagues, people. That's what that means. We hit the major.
We running and we keep on moving. But like I always say, when you walk outside your front door, showtime in the world is your stage. Just make sure that people are not watching the rehearsal. All right. It's a six man. Have an outstanding weekend. Stay safe. We see y'all 14 days.
All right.
Hey, listen, I want to shout out Temple Bethel. We have really, we stood and we delivered during this pandemic of COVID-19. We had our Passover celebration. It was all virtual. And I want to salute those who worked on the media team to get everybody involved from the U.S. to South Africa to Jamaica. We were all on it. We did not miss a beat. We were able to keep the Feast of the Lord's Passover virtual style. And that was something. Nice. And I was a little nervous. Didn't know if they could pull it off, but they did. So salute to them.
For sure. All right. Listen, I don't have a lot of words this time as we get ready to get out of here, but I will say this. You know, be safe, be smart, don't be arrogant, don't go out and be cocky, be smart, wear your mask, social distance yourself, use the hand sanitizer.
Some hands.
Wash those hands. You know, I can't say any simpler than that. But to the super producer who couldn't make it, you know, we'll see you next time. To the man who makes it all happen, the CEO, Storm Norm, big up.
Salute.
To Miss E, we miss you. We know that dude. We know you like to keep on tweet, so I'd pay $1,000 to see it right now.
Wow.
And, no, you know I gotta mess with Miss E. Indeed. And also our former castmates, Sheila Trapp and Jerisha Evans. I hope their families are doing well and that they're safe. And the whole BKS1 family as a whole. So you know, always love to everybody. I'm Black Ops, and it's a wrap, folks. See you later. All right.
Peace.
Peace.
Dynamite!
Kid Dynamite.
Hey.
Hey, we got to use that one. I like that. I'm like,
yeah. That's that JJ joint, right?
Yeah.